Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. It's Friday, September 15th, 2017. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Kaloha Harmon and Jasmine Shaw. They're here to talk about Kitticle Mass. That's happening this Saturday at 2, starts at the tennis courts across from Sheldon Jackson campus. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kitticle Mass, a play on Critical Mass, which is kind of a nutty, serious political protest bike ride that doesn't really have any rules. Is Kitticle Mass going to be anything like that?
It's just a play on words to get that youth component in there. But no, Kitticle Mass is a safe and fun and legal bike ride with kids and their families and anyone, really, kids at heart, whoever wants to join. But it is a mass amount of bicycles on the road. I guess that's where you could see the comparison. Mm-hmm. But we will be sharing the road safely with cars.
And kind of to raise awareness about bike safety and being aware of families and kids on the road. Sitka seems to be a pretty kid-friendly bicycling community. I see lots of kids riding around all the time.
And Sitka is a bicycle-friendly community designated, mm-hmm. One of the few in the state, I think. And so we want to honor that and celebrate that.
And Sitka is the only place in the state that Kitticle Mass happens once a year. And can you tell me a little bit more about the history of Kitticle Mass?
That's correct. Kitticle Mass started as a concept in Eugene, Oregon in 2008, and they actually have monthly Kitticle Masses where they ride as a community to someplace fun. And then they decided 3 years ago to make it global. Mm-hmm. So they invited communities all around the world to join them on a day in September so that it could be a global effort to have this safe, legal, fun bike ride with families and kids on the road. And Sitka signed up 3 years ago, and we've been doing it 3 years now. And it is fun to be part of that global community. I mean, to think of that there's going to be bicyclists in Israel and London and Eugene and California doing the same exact thing as we are, though it will look a little bit different in each community.
And can you tell me how Sitka's Kitticle Mass has grown over the last 3 years or changed?
The main components have stayed the same. Mm-hmm. We have been successful in making it fun. And so we've emphasized that fun component by ending at Kikoshihin under the covered play area so that no matter what the weather is, we'll be covered mm-hmm. and out of the rain. We've had a bike smoothie, pedal powered, always at the end of the course. And that's donated by North Sister. They let us use their bike. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be a healthy smoothie with dairy free too. And I always throw some kale in there, locally grown. Mm-hmm. And the kids love getting on the bike and pedaling as fast as they can. The smoothies will be given away for free, you know, as part of participation in the event. There's prizes, there's a skills course. We've had different people there helping kids learn about safety or how to put on a bike helmet, and also the 10 things you should carry when you go on a bike ride, or, you know, like in a little safety pack. And I think the interaction between the different ages is cool. You know, you have younger mm-hmm. kids interacting with older cyclists, and it really builds that cycling community here in Sitka.
And you also said that you do a helmet demonstration. Can you tell me a little bit more about what goes into that?
This is a pretty fun way for kids to see the what could happen if you don't have your helmet on if you crash on your bike. And so we take a watermelon and drop it onto a clean surface, and of course it explodes. And then we take another watermelon and put it in a helmet, and when it falls, it's pretty intact. So it's interesting. The kids can really see the immediate difference of wearing a helmet. And then we use that watermelon in the smoothies. So it's really fun for them. It's just, we also do helmet fittings before. If kids don't have a helmet, we have a few available. So we do want children to come with a responsible adult. They should bring a bike and a helmet if they have one. If they don't, we'll have a few that can be loaned out or borrowed. But it really is a fun, healthy activity for families or kids at heart. So we'd really encourage the public to come out 2 p.m. on Saturday.
All ability levels or?
Yeah, as long as a child is off of training wheels, they should be able to keep up with the group. We will have part of our organizing group spread out throughout the ride to make sure everyone's being safe. And we will have a vehicle at the back of the group to pick up any stragglers that are having trouble.
And any impact to traffic at all?
That should be really minimal. All of the riders will be on the right-hand side of the road going with traffic. We do cross at Sawmill Creek, and we'll have a crossing guard standing there at Baranoff and Sawmill Creek to help riders get across the road safely. But it is a good reason for cars and vehicles to remember that kids can safely ride on the road on the right-hand side.
And anything else we need to touch on before we sign off this morning?
Well, it's also a partnership of many groups here. I work for Cooperative Extension Service, and our youth program is 4-H.
This is Kay Aloha. I work for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we're also partnering with Sitka Conservation Society, Sitka Community Hospital, the Bicycle Friendly Coalition. So a lot of great groups.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning. I've been talking to Kaloha Harmon and Jasmine Shaw. They're here to talk about Kidical Mass this morning. It is happening tomorrow. It starts at 2 p.m. at the tennis courts, and it is a free event. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.